I think political and social chaos we're seeing on every side.
In daily life, we assume for certain many things which, on a closer scrutiny, are found to be so true that only a great intelligence enables us to see
that we are in And in fact, when we think about economics and calling it the dismal science and trade-offs and all of those things, I think there's a fundamentally optimistic view of the future and a fundamentally optimistic view of the world here, which is that rather than feeling menaced by everybody, perhaps everyone that's out there offers us opportunities for growth, just as we offer them opportunities for growth.
If I may be allowed a flight of whim and
when the planet Saturn comes into conjunction with Mars,
I do not hesitate to tell you that we have the answer.
Then will occur unimaginable
size
disaster.
Size is the answer, increase
the
size.
The oceans will rise, the mountains crumble, and inexorably our moon will draw near the Earth.
Size is not the answer. There are those even proposed
only
to repollute our pure reptilian strain with mammalian amalgamations and crossbreeding.
The masters of the Earth.
And I say to you that the only way I
would like to spend all of you in this room
with my
time
mating with egg-eating rats.
The scanning experience.
Then I would kill you.
Sometimes resulting in nosebleeds, earaches.
But we will survive. We will increase both in size and in number. And we will continue to dominate this planet as we have done for 300 million years. Bigger is better and biggest is best.
Greetings, my friends. We are all interested in the future. future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not. And remember, my friend, these future events will affect you. The future is in your hands. So let us remember the past, honor the present, and be amused at the future. I predict that politics will make stranger bedfellows than ever before. I fearlessly predict that the once politically inactive South will rise again in no uncertain terms. I predict that every vote south of the Mason-Dixon line could easily be conservative. I predict there will be two political parties in America. One will be the Conservative Party and the other will be the Liberal Party. There will be a clear-cut division which no one could conscientiously cross over. This startling trend will become most apparent before the next election, and you will join heartily in this stand whether you want to or not. Now, don't say you won't.
It also removes foul taste and odors like...
I was not allowed to say on television, radio, or have it appear in my column, as the advertisers would clamp down on me and clamp very heavily. I further predict the new age of leadership, for the human body will be glorified. Body design, self-painted, will take up most of your spare time. Women will decorate their breasts with startling colors, while men will decorate their genitals. Those who are politically orientated will always print body slogans on themselves, and this will take place of the present-day bumper stickers. I predict full medical attention by vending machines. I predict in the future it will be highly possible to have an appendix operation, give birth to a child, or receive an abortion, have a heart transplant, a hair transplant, or even a brain transplant by vending machines.
An epidemic terror at the end of the world. Several times the threat of the nation. An epidemic terror at the end of the world. Several times the threat of the nation.
I've been afraid a lot of times in my life, but I had to control the real me.
off her arm or something. Fucking hilarious. You know, that's funny to see a fucking peasant hit the ground and grabbing their fucking gushing stump. You might see it later and they'll be that weird fucking
good
glare.
Wow,
this bitch was a fucking bitch. So the Baylor is another flew back to the world. I love this quote. Hey, Baylor, right? Some kind of giant contraption grabbing hands, smashing it in the queue. Apparently, dogs will get lost in there, get caught there, occasionally get smashed into the Baylor. Well, my squirrel, my latest squirrel warrior, is a dog.
Thank you.
finally got to the payphone and called the law. The witch is cloudy, Pittsburgh, and all the law in your old friends. Now, babe, you had a good thing here, borrowed good for another maybe 50,000 years. Maybe you keep the rats all alone. Now we all have to pay. Have you ever got that phone because you get out of me?
How are we going to split this stuff? I don't know, but we'll find a way. Buy me out, Frank.
Hell no! Propaganda.
Frank, computer. Pay me $600. No, you take half of everything. Half the motor. They were both tired. Three more stores, McCarthy said. Then we'll talk about it. Lowering his mask, he began brazing a section of brass rod into a cuff bracelet. Frank Frink stepped down from the bench. He located the snail shell earring and replaced it in a carton of incomplete pieces. I'm going outside for a smoke, he said, and walked across the basement to the stairs. A moment later, he stood outdoors on the sidewalk, a Tien Lai between
the fingers. The master gives himself
power
to whatever the moment brings.
I don't need the oracle to tell me. I recognize when the moment is. The smell is there.
And there's nothing left to hold on to.
And it's hard really to say why.
No,
maybe the athletic mind. We could go on, store to store,
no
other system. But something's wrong. And all the effort we can do is intervention. I want to know why, but I never will. What should we have done? Made what mistake?
Okay, I'm gonna be
reliant. We've bucked the law, bucked the dock, upstream in the wrong direction, and now gives us
an
answer
if we can.
You have the light showed us its ass, where else
because no matter how hard I
look
there,
While he stood there under the eaves of the building, taking quick drags on his marijuana cigarette, and dully watching traffic go by, an ordinary-looking middle-aged white man saw the act. Mr. Frink? Frank Frink?
You got it.
And the law did show all this.
The man produced a folded document and identification. I'm with the San Francisco Police Department. I have a warrant for your arrest. He held Frink's arm already. It had already been done. For what? Frink demanded. Funko, Mr. Childan, American Artistic Handcraft. And he was a shit. The cop forcibly led Frink along the sidewalk. Another plainclothes cop joined them, one now on each side of him. They hustled him toward a parked, unmarked Toyota. This is what the time required of him. Frink thought as he was dumped onto the car seat between two cops. The door slammed shut. The car, driven by a third cop, this one in uniform, shot out into traffic. These are the sons of bitches we must submit to. You got an attorney? One of the cops asked. No. They'll give you a list of names at the station. That's it. What did you do with the money? One of the cops asked later on as they were parking in the Kearney Street Police Station garage. Frink said, spent it.
All?
He didn't answer. One of the cops shook his head and left. As they got out of the car, one of them said to Frink, is your real name Frink? Frink felt kind of Frink, the cop repeated. You're a kike. He exhibited a large gray coat. Refugee from Europe. I was born in New York, Frank Frink said. You're an escapee from the Nazis, the cop said. You know what that means? Frank Frink broke away and ran across the garage. The three cops shouted, and at the doorway he found himself facing a police car with uniformed armed police.
I've been trying to find my birth friend for 3 years.
Holding a gun, stepped out and smacked a handcuff into place over
him. Michael's got a nice case on
him. Jerking him by the wrist, the thin metal cutting flesh.
I don't think I got a call.
The cop led him back the way
he was.
Back in Germany, one of the cops said to me.
At first I thought it was a German. There it wasn't.
Frank Frink said. You're a Jew.
If this is about the property,
as he was taking a piss, one of the cops said.
I thought he'd been through that.
No, my brother was sent to
we'll hold him to the German consul. They want to try him under German law.
We were born the same day, according to your driver's license.
There was no lift for the turn. After all,
understanding is how to make them teleport forward or seemingly halt, to bring their immense powers of speed and agility into our world.